Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell juggles the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Summers moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Morales moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mittewald hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kieson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing bunts towards the mound. Kieson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Renny Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieson is 0-for-1 in the game. Kieson is called out on strikes. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett is hit by the pitch. Paul Popovich pinch runs for Rennie Stennett. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Popovich moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Summers reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock bunts between the mound and first base. Kieson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Summers moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Summers scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Trillo moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone bunts in front of the plate. Sanguilan fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to third. Sparing moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Thornton moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparing bunts towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. Mitterwald moves to third. Trillo moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Trillo scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.